play ball.
This is the Locked On Reds podcast on a Wednesday. It is great to be with you on Twitter at James Erpine, at Locked On Reds. Subscribe, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, the best place to catch Locked On Reds is LockedOnReds.com as well, where right now there's a ton of articles there for your reading pleasure, done by Jeffrey Carr. Every podcast posted there as well. And Homer Bailey pitching tonight for the Reds. I'll say it again. Homer Bailey pitching tonight by the Reds, or for the Reds. For the Reds, excuse me. It's great to be with you today. Let's dive into it, because the Reds, well, they lost yesterday. And they lost 7-3 yesterday. And their record now through 139 games, which means they have 23 games left, is 59-80. The Pirates scored one early, three in the third, two in the fourth. Cody Reed lasted five innings, six earned runs, two strikeouts, one walk, and that's his second loss of the season. The Pirates, seven runs, 12 hits, one error. The Reds, three runs, six hits, no errors. And the thing about the loss yesterday, and I love when I pay attention to Lance McAllister, and I work with him at ESPN 1530 and 700 WLW, and he tweeted it out right after the loss. And I knew it was around there. They were in danger of falling behind their pace. But last year, through 139 games, they were 60 and 79. This year, they're 59-80. That means they're a game under what they were last year. The 2018 Reds are one game back of the 2017 Reds. Holy crap. At one point this season, I thought we were past this. It does not seem like it. It does not seem like it at all. The Reds have played the Pirates five times since the All-Star break. The Pirates have kicked the Reds' tails in by a combined score of 39-9, according to listener Jeff. How about that? 39-9. Lance put this one stat, and he's done this. We've all done the Homer Bailey. The Reds are 1-18, and Homer Bailey starts. He's on the mound tonight, by the way. But he expanded this on his blog, and I thought it was interesting. The Reds are 1-29 in starts by Homer Bailey, Brandon Finnegan, Cody Reed, or Robert Stevenson. Think about that. 1-29. Homer Bailey should be gone. Brandon Finnegan getting kicked around in AAA won't be up here next year. Cody Reed, it's an experiment, so I get it still. Robert Stevenson, seems like the two are going to part ways at the end of the year. It just feels that way, doesn't it? That they're going to just try to divvy him up, trade him for something, anything. Who knows? I mean, maybe they'll keep him for 5 years or something, knowing how they do things with Matt Harvey. Anyways, 1-29 and starts by Bailey, Finnegan, Reed, Stevenson. That's just nuts. Their record is 58-51 and starts by other starting pitchers. That is nuts. That is nuts. And it's something that they're going to have to fix. I know the manager thing is something we're going to talk about a lot. And I mean a lot this offseason, until they come up with who it is, whether it's Jim Riggleman or someone else. They need to find five starters that aren't going to set them up for failure like this. Like, Homer Bailey cannot be in the starting rotation next year, period. Brandon Finnegan certainly won't be. Anthony DeSclafani, Robert Stevenson probably won't be. Cody Reed, I'm open to the idea still, even though it doesn't look likely. So who knows there? But Jim Riggleman talked yesterday after the game about Reed's outing, about the Reds losing to the Pirates, and I don't think they mentioned to him that they're worse now than they were a year ago. But here's Jim Riggleman after the game.
If you fall behind early in this game, it's tough to climb out of a hole when the pitcher's pitching that well for them.
Yeah, their guy did a good job, and the only positives we take from it are Scooter's performance, really, and Cody finished up with a good fifth inning. You know, we're trying to stretch him out a little bit, and hopefully we can get him into the sixth and further eventually. But, you know, he's I think the big blow of the game was Marte adding two more. You know, we're still in range there, and then Marte hits the home run, and you know, that really kind of flattened us out a little bit.
What was the biggest thing you see different in Cody? I mean, he was still very aggressive, threw a lot of strikes.
Well, you know, it's the major leagues. You know, they're big league hitters. They get to see you a couple times. You're a starter, they'll see you three times, and you know, they seem to get them that third time around. And you know, I guess you could even say we did the same thing. You know, Musgrove totally held us down third time around. A couple homers, you know, some threats, bases loaded, could have had some more. So you know, it's just tough to pitch. You know, hitters have made such progress, it's really tough to pitch to get through lineups. And we haven't found the secret to get through lineups three times in six, seven innings. It's been few and far between.
That's Jim Riggleman after the game. And look, I don't blame him for this. They can't pitch right now. By the way, one bright spot from yesterday, Scooter Gennett dealing. I mean, Scooter Gennett, or dealing, has been playing well. Not dealing. He's been playing well. And I love it. I hope he wins the National League batting title. Something no Red has done since Pete Rose in 1973. He went 2-for-4 with two home runs. He now has 22 home runs on the season. Let's hear from Cody Reed as well. Because Reed, to me, there were some things he could build on. He gave up 9 hits, 6 earned. And he thought the same thing, that he's going to be able to build on this and improve.
I mean, like I said, I mean, I feel like I was throwing everything for strikes. I threw a ton of strikes. I mean, I think it was like 3 or 4 infield hits. I mean, guys, balls that were just squeaking through the infield. I mean, I think the hardest hit ball was obviously the homer, which I went back and looked. It's like, man, how does he hit that, right? But, I mean, got to tip your cap. I mean, good pitches get hit. And so, and then this first hit of the game, I think Frazier hit the double. And other than that, I really don't think I was really hit that hard. But, you know, throwing my stuff for strikes, you know, Justin Tucker, man, just got unlucky.
The first inning, there was a couple, you know, that kind of got through. Then you settled in. Did you feel like at that point, yeah, I'm all armed, ready to go?
I mean, even when, you know, weak contact, I still feel like, well, I'm causing, you know, weak contacts, and just keep going at it. And like I said, I was just trying to make good pitches, and I thought I made some that, you know, squeaked through. And I even made some bad pitches and got out. So, I mean, it's kind of like it is what it is, you know. And just a couple of unlucky breaks, you know. I mean, Suarez made two really good plays, you know, with third base. And I feel like I got a ton of ground balls in that little 5-6 hole range. And Suarez made some good plays. I mean, some, you know, Peraza caught one, you know, like the Jeter throw, guy beat it out and stuff like that. But, you know, I mean, I feel good. Like I said, just continuing to attack guys and going right at hitters, and just keep trusting my stuff.
You said last game there was a lot of that you could build on. Same with tonight?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I was in the zone battling, you know, throwing, I had some good sliders, good back foot stuff. I mean, I thought I threw a good back foot one to Marte, and he'd get it out. But, you know, it's encouraging me to see weak contact, even if it goes through, right? Because they know that I'm jamming guys. I'm getting the ball in, you know, working away, up and down, you know. So I felt fine. You know, I was throwing myself for strikes, and I got through five, you know, battled. And, like I said, somehow I made it through five and tried to keep my team, you know, in as much as I could.
That's Cody Reed after last night's performance. Look, I get it. Like, he's the one out of that mix that I don't think should be included, because I get why they're doing it. They want to see him. They get a view of him. But at the same time, 59-80. They're now 9 back of Pittsburgh. They play Pittsburgh tonight, and I'm already envisioning a loss. I'm already doing it. And you're like, James, well, why? Why would you do that? Well, look who's on the mound. Look who's on the mound. You trust the guy on the mound, Homer Bailey? I mean, Homer Bailey, no chance. I mean, he's got a 6.13 earned run average. He's 1-13 on the year. He's 1-18 in starts. The Reds are 1-18 in games started by him. And I know that statistic isn't completely accurate, but it says something. And, yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I don't see it happening tonight. We'll see. But it's certainly something that I'm not exactly throwing money at. Speaking of that, if you're looking for a place to bet, let's say you want to throw down money on the Reds, or maybe NFL with the NFL coming out, there's one place to go. It's MyBookie. Check out MyBookie right now online. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. It is an awesome site. I use it. It's convenient. It's quick. You can do in-game betting, live betting, bet specifically on, let's say you're an NFL fantasy player, right? And you want to bet on, I don't know, AJ Green having five or more receptions. You can do that. You can bet on different prop bets, fantasy points. There's all different stuff you can do with MyBookie. And right now they're going to match dollar for dollar your first deposit with promo code Locked On. Again, that's promo code Locked On, and you get a chance to bet on whoever you want, and then we'll match it dollar for dollar with MyBookie. Seriously, if Homer Bailey is pitching for this team next year, I'm going to be so, like, I'll sell my stock. Sell my stock in the Reds, because I think there's a path where, even though they're 59-80, even though it feels like they're reeling as of late, their infield's pretty set. I think their outfield is at least at minimum two-thirds set. If they trade some of those minor leaguers, do some things, shuffle this, shuffle that around, we could be talking about a pretty decent ball club. I don't think they're pretty decent with Homer Bailey on this team. They are 1-18. The money is done. It is gone. Everything you committed to Homer Bailey it's called a sunk cost. It's what it is. You invested it in him. It didn't work. I didn't blame him for doing it in the moment. There was a time as recently as a couple months ago I thought he could have some value in the bullpen. There is no more value for Homer. This is it. Sayonara. See you later. It's time to move on from Homer Bailey. Keep him around for the rest of the year. Sure, fine. At this point, it doesn't hurt to potentially get a higher draft pick. We've reached that level. But to me, there's no chance Homer Bailey. If I was calling in the shots, and I get it, it's $28 million, I believe, off the top of my head. At least 25. I think it's 28 that they would owe him over the next year, year plus, to just pay him to go. You pay him for 2019. Yeah, it's 25 because it's 20 next year and then a $5 million buyout for 2020. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. I'm James Erpine, and this is the Locked On Reds podcast. Back at it tomorrow. We will recap what happens tonight. Maybe Homer Bailey can get his first win. Get this. You're going to hate me for this stat. The Reds haven't won a game that Homer Bailey started in 116 days. Maybe that changes tonight. I'm James Erpine. Have a great night. Thanks for listening today on the Locked On Reds podcast.